Turn off my cell phone and put it away, okay? Let's go, guys. Okay, we start now with the end of the Tysus. Before we start with the end of the Tysus, the last line you read so nicely yesterday, Donnie, I want to start with the Shittim Gubetzis on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beit. He gives a beautiful summary. And it runs as follows. There are three levels I want you to get down. What are the three levels? Starts as follows. There's something called Sukkah D'Alma. There's something called Sukkah D'Mitzvah, and there's also something called Noi Sukkah. Let's plug all three of those categories in. Avram, you better get this down. You missed yesterday. You'll listen on the computer, but this is a summary that Shidu Gubetzis says. So he writes as follows. He believes very strongly, and this fits in beautifully with the Gemara, is that when you deal with a Sukkah Shel Mitzvah, there are two reasons why it's Usser. What are the two reasons why a Sukkah on Chag of Sukkahs is Usser? Number one is because there's an Isser Muksa, because of the Isser Stira. During Ben HaShemashos, you're not allowed to take what? When Shabbos begins, you're not allowed to take a board off the structure, that's Stiris Ohel. And therefore, that makes it Muksa throughout all of Shabbos. Migudis Katsoi, Machmas Isser Stira, it's Usser all of Shabbos. And the second reason why is because there's Kedusha. And therefore, the Tanai does not work of any Bodil. Why does the Tanai not work any Bodil? Because there's an Isser Stira. And therefore, you can't disconnect yourself from what that Isser. That clicks in when Ben HaShemashos happens. And number two is, you cannot make a Tanai that you don't want to remove your Das from this, and you want to use it when it falls. Why not? Because I can't use it when it falls, because of the Kedusha. So please get that down. Sukkah Shel Mitzvah, there are two reasons why it's Usser. Number one, the Kedusha. Sukkah Shel Mitzvah is two reasons why. Number one is because of what? The Isser of Stira, Stiris Ohel. Stiris Ohel, what's number two? Number two is Usser because of the Kedusha. And therefore, you cannot make a Tanai on a Sukkah Shel Mitzvah, even on the Schach, even when it falls down, Allah Kalam Aysen. Okay?
Stiris Ohel is Muksa?
Stiris also makes it Muksa because it's Usser to touch it. That makes it muksa. It's a malacha mid the rabbanan svi, but that makes it muksa. It's usher for me to move, right? And therefore, halacha lemaisa, and I can't make it tonight that I want to use it when it falls down because there's kedusha on the thing. There's kedusha on the sach. So therefore, what comes out here, Adam, comes out halacha lemaisa, comes out that there is a din. Yeah, there is a halacha that you cannot make it tonight when it comes to what? When it comes to sukkah shel mitzvah. Then he continues, and what does he say? He says, what about a sukkah of a shelter throughout the year? Sukkah Shena Shel Mitzvah, which is called what? What's that called? Sukkah Dalma. Excellent. Excellent, Matthew. What does he mean, Sukkah Dalma? So Sukkah Dalma is all the issers because of what? All the issers because of Muksa. And there's no Kedusha on a Sukkah Dalma. So therefore, are you able to make it tonight?
Yes.
You're able to make it tonight that when it falls down, I want to be able to what? I want to be able to use it. But can you make it tonight of any bodo? Can you make it tonight of any bottle? No. Why not? Because there's no utility to the thing. There's no utility. Sukkah D'Alma. What is Sukkah D'Alma? Throughout the year. You cannot make it tonight, Lamaisa. Why can't you make it tonight, Halacha Lamaisa? Because there's no Kedusha, but there is a what? You can't make it tonight any bottle, but I can make it tonight out what? What can I make it tonight out? Halacha Lamaisa. I can make it tonight. If it falls down, I want to be able to what? I want to be able to use it. So therefore, a sukkah shel what? Sukkah shena shel mitzvah, it's also only because of muksa. There is no kedusha. So I can make it tonight when it falls down, halacha lemaisa, it's fine, because there is no kedusha. So tonight, a regular one, aval, any bodel, not. What does any bodel mean? Any bodel means that there's utility to the object, and I want to continue that utility. This stuff has no utility, the sukkah d'alma. Why does it have no utility? Because I'm not allowed to take a sukkah down on Shabbos. So therefore, there's no utility. So I can make a regular tanai of any boldo lo yachol lasos. Okay, but I'm able to make a tanai, and there is no kedusha, ain't kedusha. So therefore, I can make a tanai when it falls down. I want to be able to use it. What prevents me from making a tanai that when it falls down, I want to use it? If there's kedusha, but a sukkah d'alma, there's no kedusha. And then number three says the shittim gebetz is something called noi sukkah. What is noi sukkah? There I can say any boldo. Why? Because noi sukkah are items. All the decorations you put on your sukkah, those have utilities. Since those things have utilities, what does that mean? Since those things have utilities, what does that mean? I can say I don't want to disconnect myself from them. I want to continue to use them through Ben Hashmashos, and therefore I can make a classical Eini Bodel Tanai for what? For Noi Sukkah, and it's not a problem at all. Halacha L'maaseh. So that's a beautiful summary the Shidum Gebetzes gives of what we learned yesterday with our Taisus. Please get that down. Because I don't want you to ask me a kasha. Sukkah Shein Shel Mitzvah. Why does it Tanai L'maaseh? Tanai shouldn't work either. And there's also an Isser of Stira. You can't take down the thing during on Ben Hashmashos. The answer is that what? That's how Rashi says Halacha L'maaseh, that there's Chala Kedusha on Atzei Sukkah Shel Mitzvah. But a Sukkah Da'alma L'maaseh, there's no Kedusha. And therefore, since there's no Kedusha, it's only Mitzad Muksa, then I can make what a classical Tanai, but not Eini Boidl. So that's the Pshat L'maaseh. And when it says in the Brisa, like you read nicely in Seder, Marty, when it said in the Brisa in Beya, what does it say? It says, we're talking about a fallen sukkah, but it said, Tani Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Kamei Reb Yechon, and ain't only name in Eitzim in a sukkah, I mean a somachlo. What does it mean a somachlo? You can't take Eitzim off the top of the sukkah, just take from a pile on the side. Reb Shimon Mater, Vishavim Mesukkos Chavakak Shesura. But on the holiday of sukkahs, they all agree that it's usher. And then it says, Yim Hisna Allah Kol Lefi Tanai. What is that last phrase, Yim Hisna Allah Kol Lefi Tanai, going on? Not a what, sukkah shumitz, but a sukkah de what?
De Alma.
The sukkah de Alma, correct. The Bryce is read what? Very interestingly. First it talks about what? First it talks about, you're not allowed to take Eitzim in a sukkah, Ella from a pile next door. If Shimon says what, Mater, no, you're allowed to do it. But that's why throughout the year. Then it shifts to what? Sukkah of Sukkahs. And then it goes back to what Sukkah Da'alma by saying a kol lefi tanai. You got how to read it, Avram? Okay, that's the way you read it. Did you look at that Gemara Beya? We did it yesterday. You'll take it, L'maaseh. That was the three, there are three parts. The Reisha, the middle, and the Seifa. The Reisha's talking Sukkah Da'alma. The middle's talking about Sukkah the Mitzvah, Shavin. And then a kol lefi tanai goes back on Sukkah Da'alma. I want you guys to get this, okay? All right. That's the first mahalach I want you to get Shidduch Gebetz. Donnie, remember what we said? You got it? Did you write down the three madregas? You did? You got it in your notes? Those are the three levels Shidduch Gebetz has. Okay. Yes, Matthew. Go ahead.
So I'm just wondering, the third level, Noisuka.
Yes. Yes.
If it falls,
you don't. You see, if Eini Bodel is like the easier one.
Exactly.
So you'll go with Eini Bodel because it has a utility. Well said, Matthew. Well said. Yeah, it has a utility. I just said I don't want to disconnect myself. The thing is, if something has no utility, like rocks, I have rocks. They're useless. So how do I make rocks non-muksa before Shabbos? I pre-designate them. I can't say Eini Bodel because there's no use to them anyway. There's no utility. I have to say I want to be able to use them on Shabbos. Like Yesh, I want them in Chadish, I want to be able to use them on Shabbos. I pre-designate them. Yes, Matthew.
Can you make something designated like a klala? Can I say before Shabbos everything in this room?
Usually we try to be specific. Try to be specific. It's a good kasha. Okay. Let's go now to the last line of Taisvus. We're up to the last line. Donnie, read the last line, okay? Then we'll have someone else go read the Gemara and the other Taisvus today. But the last line of Taisvus Raskaminai. Dovi here. Okay, we're up to Vahi. Now Tosus kind of gets off on a side tangent here, but since he brought up Noisuk anyway, he brings it in. Go ahead. Since he brought up, notice how Tosus works. He's such a gong. Tosus, I don't have to say the gong in Rishonim. He brought up a topic of Schach, Atzei Sukkah. We had a steering Gemara. So our Gemara says derising, right? The Gemara in Shabbos and Beit Zed Rabbanan. Then he gave what? He gave two terutzim, correct? But since he brought up Noisuk, he says, you know what, let me finish up my shir klali on the whole topic. I have a steer between the Gemara in Beya and the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Beya and the Gemara in Shabbos. Earlier, the Gemara in Beya and the Gemara in Shabbos were on the same side, whether what, Schach was derisive of the Rabbanim. Our Gemara in Sukkah was derisive of Beya and Shabbos of the Rabbanim. Now he wants to pit Beya against Shabbos regarding the topic of Noi. Read again. Vahid de Beya.
Vahid de Beya, Kashim, Paragraph, my mouth, Likin. The Mashman de Noi Sukkah, Isturin, Mishon, Pizuai Mitzvah.
Velo.
Mishon Muksa, Ubimkoma, Pirashuna.
Oh. Yeah, Ubimkoma, and it's in its place, Pirashnua. I was Masberit. In its place, I was Masberit. Okay? Meaning in Shabbos and Beya is where I Masberit. Now, I hope. I didn't give it to you in Amar Mekoymus. It's kind of a little bit of a test to you guys. I wanted you to look it up on your own. Because it's included in the first Mar Mekoym, which is the end of Taisus. So I didn't think I needed to write it down. Okay, but if you didn't, no problem. Let's say it over. He has a stira. You look up the Gemara, it's very interesting. It's right near Hanukkah. That's the sugya b'zayin mitzvah. You're not allowed to count money by the licht. Chanukah licht. You're not allowed to kick dirt and blood from the chicken or the chaya. Kisu yadam. You don't kick dirt like that. Kick it with your feet. You put your hands and throw it like a mensch. There's a notion of bezayin mitzvah. So he's got a problem here. You using the decorations of sukkah for yourself is a problem of bezayin mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. And what does the Gemara say in Be'ah? It's a problem of what? Muksah. So which one is it? Make up your mind. Is it bezayin mitzvah or is it muksah? So Tosfos here doesn't answer it. He says, look over there. So I want to offer the two terutzim that Tosfos says in Be'ah, bedaf lamed amud beis. Okay? It's very interesting. I want you to get that klal. Actually, I think I mentioned it. I don't think I mentioned this year. The makor of bezayin mitzvah is from Kisu Adam, Abun Didam. The Gemara has a lashon like that in Shabbos. That the makor of bezayinos of mitzvahs is from Kisu Adam. You don't kick the dirt on the blood. We expand that to Hanukkah. We expand that to many, many mitzvahs. You don't mevazim mitzvahs in a discourteous way. By using the decorations for yourself, practicing batting practice, or throwing a ball with your friend from the decorations of sukkah, that's a bezayin.
Didn't we say that the decorations
isn't an actual mitzvah? We said that there's a stira. The Gemara says in Shabbos it's because of bezayin and not allowed to use noy sukkah. The Gemara we learned yesterday in Be'ah said because of muksa. So there are two different reasons. So which one is it? So Tosfos says, Tosfos doesn't answer here, but he answers it over there in Be'ah. So let's say over the two answers, please get it down in your notebook. If you didn't look it up, you know, I don't, you know, I'm always trying to, Bezer Shem, encourage you guys, right? Mechazik, if you didn't look it up, you look it up the next time, okay? All right, so here we go. Says the Tosfos like this. Tosfos is an ingenious answer. Tosfos is in Shabbos, Chaf Beis, and after Ramasko Sukkah Tanya. He says like this. You need both reasons. You need muksa and bezayin mitzvah. Why do you need muksa? Because muksa, I'm sorry, why do you need bezayin mitzvah? It would not be enough to asher chol hamoed. How do you know you can't use the noy sukkah and chol hamoed? There's no muksa, halacha l'maisa. There's no isra of muksa and chol hamoed. So the answer is because of bezayin. That's why I need bezayin to tell me it's asher chol hamoed. Marty, you got it? Let's get it down. Tosfos didn't give an answer. Okay? Muksa is only on Shabbos. No, there's no muksa on what? There's no muksa on chol hamoed. And why do you need bezayin mitzvah? Why do you need bezayin mitzvah? We just said why you need bezayin mitzvah. Because of chol hamoed. And why do you need what? Muksa? I'll tell you why you need muksa. Because if it fell already to the ground, is it embarrassing to use a stick? No at all. No, of course it's not. So why is it usser? Alts what? Alts is because of muksa. Excellent. Please get that down. That's what Tosfos says himself in Shabbos, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. You need muksa to assert even when it fell on the ground. Halacha l'maisa. Because it's not a bezayin if it's already on the ground. It's a bezayin to take a what? To take the noy sukkah. It's hanging on the sukkah. I rip it down and start playing ball with it. That's a bezayin. But if it fell to the ground already, it's already in a state of bezayin. So what's the problem? So that's what comes muksa and assers. Why do I need bezayin? Because no muksa on chol hamoed.
Let's say it fell down during chol hamoed.
If it fell down during chol hamoed, according to what Avraham's pointing out, it shouldn't be a problem. You're saying good. Interesting. Okay? We still say, Lamaise, Babi Muksa Mitzvasoi. Why? Mitzvaso means all of Sukkos. It could be that there might be a din of Muksa, even on chol hamoed. Could be, Halacha Lamaise. Because it's mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sukkos applies even chol hamoed, right? So it's dedicated to the mitzvah, even on chol hamoed. But Tosfos seems to say not that way. Okay. But there's one other teretz I want you to get down. And that Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam over there in Shabbos. And he says like this. He says, they complement one another. What do you mean they complement one another? Meaning noy sukkah and atzeh sukkah are usser. Noy sukkah and atzeh sukkah that are over and above the hechsher, the sukkah, are usser. Why are they usser? Either because of bezayin or because of huksel mitzvaso. So the isser from the pasuk is only the bare minimum of a hechsher sukkah. Anything bigger than that, outside that shear, get that down, Avram. Anything outside that shear is also outs bezayon, or outs what? Or outs muksa. Okay? So he doesn't really solve the steer. He just says, the oraisa, it's also the heksher sukkah, based on the pasuk. Midrabanan, they added on anything extra is because of what? Anything they added on is actually because of muksa or because of chol hamoed. Okay, good. That's the what? That's the answer that I wanted to, those answers I want you to see with the Tosfos. Okay. What'd you say?
They added on because of muksa.
They added on either because of muksa or because of bezayin. Correct. But it's not really a stira. It's not really a steer anymore, Yonatan, because the bare minimum is also because of the pasuk, the eraisa. So if it's just adding an extra, so we're not so bothered by their different reasons. That's what Rabbi Natan means. Okay. All right, very good. So that's the first mahalach. We won the second mahalach, actually. First mahalach was a shittu b'kabetz and beya. The second mahalach was finishing this taisis with the taisis and mesechah Shabbos. Okay. I want to go to the next taisis, dir maska machagige, and then we got to get to the Gemara. Okay? Let's go. Let's see the next taisis inside. Go ahead, Avram. Machagige. If you read the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that Rav Sheish is quoted Rabbi Akiva. How do you know Atzei Sukkah also called Shiva? Chagak Tzos Shiva Yom LaShem. Yes, and then quoted another by Rabbi Ben Meser that says Kashem Shachal Shem Shaim Shemayim Achagige Kach Shem Shachamayim Al Sukkah Shem Rachag Asuk Shiva Yom LaShem Machag LaShem Af Sukkah LaShem. How do you know the word Chag means Korban Chagige? How do you know Chag means Korban Chagige? The Gemara says in Yudim Abayz in Mesachs Chagige that the word Chag. V'chagosum chag l'Hashem, which is in Pasuk what? Pasuk Mem Gimel, I think. V'yikru chav Gimel, Mem Gimel. V'chagosum chag l'Hashem, what does the word chag mean? It means a korban chagige. So when you go back to the Pasuk by us, V'yikru chav Gimel l'amadal, what does it say? It says, chag ha-sukkah shivas yamim l'Hashem. Yes? So we juxtapose the word chag with sukkahs. Just like chag is l'Hashem, a korban is to Hashem, so too sukkah is l'Hashem. And therefore there's Nisr Hanah. Does everyone got what I just said? We're comparing Chagosim Chag is a korban Chagiga. The Gemara knows that from Exer Shava and Yudim and Beis and Chagiga. From Yachog Liba Midbar. It says that the word Chag means a korban Chagiga Lashem. So you know that in the Pasuk Mem Gimel. So that sheds light on the Pasuk Chav Gimel Lamedal, our Pasuk, that it says Chag Asuka Shivas Yom Lashem. What does it mean, Chag? What does Chag mean, Dani? Chag is a korban Lashem. Just like a korban is Lashem, so too sukkahs must be Lashem. And therefore there's an Isser Hanah, Chav Shem Shamayim. That's Rabbi Yudim and Maseris Drasha. Okay? You can miss the whole thing. I almost missed the whole thing. Till this morning. Okay? You can miss the whole thing. You just skim it up. It's not right. What does it mean that it's considered Chag HaSukkahs Chag Lashem? What is Chav Shem Shamayim HaChagig? It's the word Chag we know means korban Chagig. Korban is Shlom, you bring out the Yom Tovim. So therefore, Yosef, when it says Chag HaSukkahs, Shivas Yomim Lashem, it says Chag and Sukkahs. So therefore, the Chag is Lashem, the Sukkahs is Lashem. It's right next to one another. The Pasuk is right next to one another. It puts its Somech Chag next to Sukkahs. So you know that once Chaim Shashem Shamayim, Chav Shem Shamayim, the Korban, so too the Sukkahs. Okay. So it comes out, Mordechai, what did you just read? Avram, I'm sorry. What did Tosfos just say? Tosfos just says that I need this hekesh between Chagiga and Sukkah because otherwise I would think that what?
It's fine.
It's not telling me the din of what? Isser Hanah, what's it telling me? The din of Lishma. Excellent. Please get that down. That's what Tosfos is saying. Very beautifully. Tosfos says, Beferish the Maisa, that if it wasn't for what? If it wasn't for this hekesh that compares Sukkah to what? I would dorish the puzzle like Beis Shammai, says the Aruch Lanier. And the Amik Sheila, because Tosfos is bothered by. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir need this drasha? Learn it straight up. Chag HaSukkahs Lashem. Why do you need a drasha to stand on your head that there's a connection to Chagiga? Learn it straight up. Shivas Yomim Lashem means that's a sukkah. So Tosfos is answering because you know what? If it wasn't for this hekesh between what? Chagiga and sukkah, you know how we've been darshan the pasuk? Then it's referring to Lishma. And only because of the hekesh that links Korban Chagiga to Sukkah do I say it's Atzei Sukkah's Aser. In fact, I want you to get this down. The Sefer Beiris Mayim, that's how the Aruch Lanier and Emek Sheila Masbid the Taisus. But the Beiris Mayim says, added Nakuda. Please get it down. Says the Beiris Mayim, there's a difference, Yonatan, between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Yudim and Mesera. Rebbe Kiva learns it straight out from Chag HaSukkahs Lashem. He needs no hekesh at all. Even without the hekesh, he learned straight up the Atzei Sukkah Aser because it says in the pasuk Shivas Yomim Lashem. Done. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira, please get this down, Avram, is the one that says I need the hekesh. There's a difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. Moreover, points out the Lachmei Toida, the Sefer Lachmei Toida, that the Kavanah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira is to learn from the hekesh that he holds like straight up like Beis Hillel, that it doesn't have to be done Lishma. What do you mean it doesn't have to be done Lishma? How do you know that a sukkah doesn't have to be done lishma? Beisil l'shita. Because there's a connection between what? Korbanos, chagiga, and what? And sukkah. Does a korban have to be done lishma? What's the first mission in Zvachim? Beizim and Aleph. Kol ha-Zvachim k'sherim? Chutz mi what? Chutz mi pesach v'chattis. Excellent. So if the korbanos are good stam lishma, without a proactive lishma, just autopilot's good enough, so too sukkah autopilot's good enough. You don't need proactive lishma. So please get those three nekudas down, just them shot and taisis. What are the three nekudas, Avram? Number one, what? Number one, what? Daruch Lanier and the Shilta say that what? If it wasn't for the smicha to what? Chagigah and what? In sukkah, you would be darish the puzzle referring to lishma. Number two, what? The Beit Ismayim says what? There's a difference in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meseira. Rabbi Kiva says straight up, it's a pasuk lagabi what? Isra no. Rabbi Meseira is the one who needed the hekish. Otherwise, Lomai said he would have thought something about the din of lishma. Because that's the way he learned up the pasuk. He felt Lomai, he had this Meseira. Rabbi Kiva held no. He held the pasuk straight up, schach. And number three, what's the third nakuda? The lachme toida that says what? That Rabbi Meseira holds like what? Rabbi Yudim and Masera holds Be'emes and like Beis Hillel. You don't need Lishma and Sukkah, Taka. You don't need Lishma and Sukkah. Why don't you need Lishma and Sukkah? Because he has the hekesh between what? Chagiga and what? And Sukkah. That just like Stamma Lishma is good by Korbanos, it's also good by Sukkah. It's a shtickel Torah, guys. It's a one-line thesis. But I want you to know what the word Chag is, Donnie. Please. Yudim and Beis. The Chag Osim, Chag Lashem, is considered to be the Korban Chagigah. And therefore, the word chag also means korban chagig. When it says chag asukas shivas yomim chag lashem, ma chag lashem, so to sukas lashem. That's the drasha. You read this. I read this 50 times before in my life. I never understood it like we did now. I just skimmed it. Lomais ma chag lashem and chag asukas tasas shivas lashem. That's what it means. Stop. Chag is called korban lashem. Yes, Yonatan. What do you say? Yes. That's not a halacha. That's not a halacha. It's a good kasha you're asking, but the halacha that you don't need the shul, we don't view that as registering. It's an equation with sukkah. I learned it out the atzei sukkah's usher, but at the same time, there's no requirement of stam lishma. So that's not really used up. It's just saying you don't need it.
I'm saying you're still making two drashas.
I understand, but we don't view that as a halacha because you're saying you don't need to have lishma. That's what we're saying. It's a good kasha though. But that's what you say. It's like the same two sides of the same coin. You need it for Isra Na, and at the same time, it doesn't have to be lishma. Okay? Very good kasha. Okay, good. Very good, guys. Okay. I want to take this now a step further in the Gemara now. We got to go fight through the Gemara. But before we do that, I wanted to say over to you, what exactly is this esoteric kedusha that you have in the sukkah? What is this esoteric kedusha in the sukkah? What is it? So there is actually, I was so happy to find this, Lomaisa, the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda. I'm not sure if it was written by Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Zatzal. I'm not sure, it might have been written by Rabbi Nachum Zemba, the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, you know who he was, Zatzal? He was the chief rabbi of Warsaw. He was a Gadol Ador. One of the Gadol Ador. He was in the Warsaw uprising. There were three Rabbanim. And the Catholics said that they would have the three Rabbanim escape. They would bring him out. And the Nazis wouldn't see him. He refused to go. He said he must stay with everyone. And he said a famous drasha before he was killed. He was at Tzad. You ever saw his picture? It was unbelievable. The Encyclopedia Judaica, they have a beautiful picture of him. The Rav Zatzal loved Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Whenever they learned Masechet Shabbos and Yeshiva, the first Shtickel Torah the Rav would say, he'd say over from Rabbi Nachum Zemba. There was a 1,000-page compendium he wrote on the Rambam. The Nazis burned it. Yamach Shemom. We don't have it. We have a few Sfarim. Totzos, Chaim on Shabbos, Zer Avrom. And I believe this is another Sefer. I got to look it up. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Written by, he's a great Gon, a Tzaddik. And he refused to go, as I said. Famous Drasha that he said. They actually have some quotes of it in the Encyclopedia Judaica. In the Encyclopedia Judaica, there's a lot of biographies about Gedolim. You should use it. Look up. Whatever I want to know about a God, I look in the Encyclopedia Judaica. They have sometimes a picture. He was a Gedolim. So he writes there in this Shiloh, I believe it's him. He says, what is this Kedusha that you have in a Sukkah? Is it Kedusha Mamish? Or is it just, it's Usser, that you can't use this stuff for your own purposes? Or is it Mamish Kedusha? Is there Mamish Kedusha to it? So he said he wasn't sure. But he said he found in the Rishonim, in the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramban and Shabbos Memhei went after Maskavahi, and the Rashba and Beil, Laman and Beis Maskavah Ayin, that he says there's Kedusha Mamish. Mamish, I want you to get it down in your notes. There's Kedusha Mamish, the Ramban and the Rashba say. Now it's a shadow whether it's Kedusha Guf or Kedusha Dom. Is it Kedusha Guf like Mamish, you put something on the Mizbeach? Or is it Kedusha Dom vis a vis its worth? But at least the Rashba and the Ramban and the Maram Shik say that Beferish. They say Beferish Kedusha Mamish. But the Taz and the Levushi Mordechai, they write, no way does it mean Kedusha Mamish, it just means Usser. Just like the Korban Chagigah is Kadosh Lashem, the Sukkah also, it's off limits, it's Usser for you to use your own benefits. But it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be Kedusha Mamish. Halacha Lamaisa. The Taz and the Levush Mordechai. Rav Mordechai Epstein, the great Rosh Yeshiva from the Hebron Yeshiva. Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. So that's what Rashi says, Beferish. I mean, Rashi says, it's Huxel and Mitzvah, Lamed Zayin and Beis. Mashma, that it's Usser. So I want you guys to get that. I thought it was an interesting, fascinating din. Halacha L'maaseh, I want you to make sure you got that. Because we discussed yesterday, the end of Shir, the Machlokes Onan Yontif and the Taz. Who remembers? What was the Machlokes Onan Yontif and the Taz? The Onan Yontif said it's Usser or not, even if you don't deplete the Kedusha. We used diminish yesterday, right, Yonatan? Now we're saying depleting today, right? So the Onan Yontif says, Beferish, the Onan Yontif. Yeah, it's probably depleting is better. I think you said you use deplete, no? So according to the Oni Yontif, I think deplete might even better diminish, however you want to say it. But the Oni Yontif was the one who said it was also better, even though you don't diminish the Kedusha. And we said the Taz argued. Remember that? The Taz argued. So I want you to add this on now in your notes. Is it Kedusha Mamish or just Osir? Okay. This brings us to the Gemara, guys. Let's go. Okay? Let's bring this to the Gemara. Oh, one more Nakuda before we start the Gemara by the Tzitzis is as follows. We had set up in the Gemara that who did Beis Hillel hold like? No, Beis Hillel held like who? By Sukkah Shechol HaMoed, they held like who? You can make a Sukkah Shechol HaMoed, like the Chachamim. And Beis Shammai held like who? Rebbe Lazar. You're not allowed to make a Sukkah Shechol HaMoed. Now, we don't paskel like Rebbe Lazar, but we know after Noah called it to Rakula. Yes, Donnie, come on. Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chai. Please get this down. Rebbe Lazar, the Tana has a Shita. You're not allowed to make Sukkahs, you're not allowed to make a Sukkah Shechol HaMoed. Now, what is that talking about? Okay? So I want you to get this down. It's interesting, halacha l'maisa, that the Yushalmi understood in Perek Beis, halacha Zayin, that Rabbi Lazar made a knas. If you're lazy and you don't make a sukkah on Erev Yontif, then you cannot make one a cholomoy. It's a knas, says the Yushalmi, Avram. Get this down. But if you did it b'shogeg, if you forgot or someone was sick, God forbid, then even Rabbi Lazar agrees you can make a cholomoy. You got that? But the Bavli makes no distinction between Shogig or Mazin. The Bavli makes no distinction between Shogig. You can sit there next to Dovi, Arya. No, Matthew's here. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? There's no distinction, says the Bavli, between Shogig or Mazin. The Bavli says, no way. If you don't make it when? If you don't make it Erev Yontif, you can what? You cannot make it Chol HaMoed. Okay? We paskin halacha l'maisa, so you can make a sukkah cholamoy like the chamin bein shogeg bein mameisa. Of course, we paskin the chamin, but I want you to get this machlokes Bavli Yushalmi within Rabbi Elazar, and there is no doubt that if it falls down, we said according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you can certainly build it on cholamoy. If you did everything you could, that's what it says in Chav Zayin and Beis later on in the Masechta. Right, Donnie, you got me on Chav Zayin and Beis. It says beferus, if the sukkah falls down, you can rebuild it on cholamoy. No problem according to Rabbi Elazar. So please get that halacha l'maisa. Very, very interesting, because if you look. The Maimer Mordechai writes, it's usher to build a sukkah mamish and cholamoy. Because he holds its bona, malacha d'irais and cholamoy is usher. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And the heter here is what? The heter here is to make a sukkah cholamoy. Is dafka when what? When you don't need to do any malacha. That's usher and cholamoy. Let's say you already have planks, and all you have to do is put schach on them. That's fine. Because you already have it all right. But if your mamish got to build the thing yesh meyayin, that's usher even when? That's usher even a chol hamoed. That's a tremendous skiddush, the Maimer Mordechai says, and the Ber Halacha says, I disagree. The Ber Halacha, Dibra Maska Oysa, the Chofetz Chaim argues, the Chofetz Chaim, the Holy Chofetz Chaim says, no, it's mutter to build a sukkah chol hamoed, mamish, not just if it's usher b'malacha and chol hamoed midr opponent. Even according to the shittas that say malacha and chol hamoed is diraisa, it's a mitzvah all 7 days. You have a heter to build a sukkah letzorach mitzvah. You're allowed to do malacha and chol hamoed letzorach mitzvah. Not a problem at all, halacha l'maisa. Okay, we got that? There's no problem at all to build a sukkah, halacha l'maisa. No problem at all to build a sukkah like this. None at all. So that's what the Bir Halacha argues in the Maamar Mordechai. I want you to get that. When we say it's mutter to build a sukkah, a kiva, you got it, a kol hamoed, is the mamish fancy, totally new? Maamar Mordechai says, no way. That's if you have the walls up, just put schach on, that's fine. But to build it in the new, that's fine. Bir Halacha says what? Malachas mutter kol hamoed is tzorach mitzvah. Is malachar kol hamoed issue derisus to the Rabbanan? Machalik is toysis and Rabban. Tosin Chagigah says the Malachar Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanon. The Rabban says this is the Raisa. The phraseology in Chagigah Yerkes HaMenav is what? Lo Masrun HaKosuf Ella Liad Chachamim. Is that the Raisa of the Rabbanon? Excellent, Dr. Dreisinger. Does that phrase mean the Raisa of the Rabbanon? So Tosin says the Rabbanon, get it down. The Rabban says this is the Raisa. The Chavetz Chaim says it doesn't make a difference. Whether it's the Rabbanon or the Raisa, you're allowed to do Latzorach Mitzvah. So you can build a sukkah fancy anew. No problem. Okay. Very good, guys. All right. Let's go now. Now we turn to the Gemara by the Sitzes. Let's go. Avram, please get that last sticker we said. You got it down, Matthew? When you say build a sukkah anew. Let's go, guys, inside now. We got it? Beis Hillel, let's look inside, Jacob. Come on, let's go. Go ahead, let's go, Avram. Beis Hillel. Now, what does Minakotzin mean? What does Minakotzin mean? From the thorns, no? What does it mean from the thorns? Yeah, very good, Marty. Let's look at the picture. Kotzin is from here. See, it's from here. Coming from the Begit. Go ahead. Mina what?
Oh, Mina
Neiman. Neiman is coming from where? Pom-pom. It's coming from the what? Coming from the fringes. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Oh, Mina Grating.
No, Neiman is from here. Neiman is from the those strings in the middle of the Begit. Grating is from the ends, towards the end, you said. And what's... go ahead.
Psula.
Those are Psula. Why are those Psula? Push-up shot.
They're attached. They were already attached to the Begit.
So our Gemara understood that it's a concern of Lishma. You must make the sitzes Lishma. And if you don't require Lishma by Sukkah, like Basil, why is it requiring Lishma by what? By sitzes. Read on. The Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Mina Sisson is Kshera. What does Sisson mean? The ball of yarn. Ball, you see the ball of yarn?
Yeah.
What's the difference between you? Please get this down. Does the spinning need to be done lishma? According to Shmuel, the spinning even has to be done lishma. And it wasn't done lishma, so therefore when the strings were made, it was in the ball of yarn, so therefore it's psula. Okay? Rav says, all you need is the asiya to be done lishma, the attachment. Please get this down, Donnie. Rav says the tliya must be done lishma. The hanging on the sitzes must be done lishma. But the actual making of the threads does not have to be done lishma. Okay? So machlok is what the scope of lishma is by sitzes here. Now, when you first read this Gemara, why is this Gemara bothersome? Because it seems, and this is what I want to bring out. What does it seem? What does it seem? What does Rashi say to Masko Parchinen? Go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead, Avram. Uparchinen. Right after Bechol Shomoid. Parchinen is no stop black in the Dibur Masko. Parchinen. What is he saying? What is the Gemara saying? What Rashi's bothered by is, what are you asking on Beis Hillel from an Amora? Reviewed a Marav and Shmuel are Amoraim. Beis Hillel is a Tana. You can't ask on a Tana from an Amora. What the Gemara is asking is not that. The Gemara is exploring. And the Gemara is saying, you, Beis Hillel, don't require Lishma and Sukkah. Why is it that that's the case? There's a din of Lishma and Sitzes, and presumably you hold of that. Presumably you, Beis Hillel, hold of that, as evident by the Amoraim conveying the din. So we see that what? We see that the Gemara is not asking on Beis Hillel from Rav, from an Amora. The Gemara is asking concept-wise. Why is it that you, Beis Hillel, say there's no Lishma and Sukkah, and presumably you agree with the Amora that there's Lishma and Sitzes? That's what the Gemara is asking, okay? And the push-up shot is, and I want you to get this, is that this is from a Svar. How do you know that there's a din of svara of lishma by sitzis? The Ramban writes right here, Mechametz Hashem, Matthew, let's get it down, that it's a svara. It's a svara pshuta that lishma has to be made in sitzis. That the making of it, the Pnei Yoshua says the same thing. And the kasha, the Gemara is, that when it came to what? Chag HaSukkah, Tasan Lecha, you were masbrit for what? Not for lishma and sukkah, you were masbrit to tell me there's an isra on the schach. So why is it? Why is it that if you require lishma by sitzis alpi svara, why don't you require lishma by sukkah alpi svara? That's the kasha to Gemara. Not that we're asking on Beis Hillel from Rav. Kasha Shalom. You don't ask on a Tana from Rav. But presumably you, Beis Hillel, agree alpi svara that there is a what? Lishma and sitzis, because it is a svara. So just because you didn't have the pasuk for a lishma by sukkah, because you used the pasuk for what? This or anah by schach, why can't you say there's a svara? Why what? That there should be lishma by sukkah. That's the Gemara's kasha. And that's what Rashi's saying. So it comes out. I want you to get this. Please get this down. 1 second, Avram.
It's not a svara.
No, by sitzis, it's a svara. At this point in the Gemara. Okay, we're going to see. But I understand, but at this point of the Gemara, the Gemara is asking that lishma by sitzis is a svara. So if that svara presumably you hold of, why can't you say the same svara by sukkah? Even though you use the pasuk chag HaSukkah for isra, no.
Why are we saying that it's a svara?
Because Gemara hasn't quoted a pasuk at all. So we're assuming that's a svara. So if that svara exists by sitzis, then it should exist by sukkah. 1 sec, Avram. Now let me ask you. According to Rashi, it's pretty clear, get it down, that the Kasha Gemara is from both Rav and Shmuel. They might have a detailed machlokas what the scope of Lishma by Sitzis is, but the Kasha is certainly from both. No doubt. That's why Rashi says, don't have the Girsa Alma. Did you notice that, Rashi?
Yeah.
Where's the Rashi?
The first wide line.
Read that first wide line of Rashi, please. Go ahead. Alma. No, v'lo milsehi. Period. The Rav Nami. This is another skim Rashi that people skim. We don't skim. What does the word Alma mean? Not Alima. Alima we had where? On Chesem and Beis. Gan Bach Rakbash. Alima is stronger. What does Alma mean? We see. If you say the word Alma, that means you're talking yourself. That means the one who said Alma means that the one who asked the Kasha is the one who's saying that. And where does the Gemara say Alma? If the Gemara said Alma, means that the Kasha would be from who? From Shmuel. It's not true. The Kasha is really also from Rav and Shmuel. So take out the word Alma. Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. They're asking the Kasha both from Rav and Shmuel. If you say the word Alma, it means Shmuel himself was asking the Kasha. So it's very clear, Allah Lamaisa, that according to this, the kasha is from both. Okay? The kasha is from both. 1 second, Avram. Okay? So we see that there's a din of what? A din of lishma by sitzis. At this point, it's a svara, Matthew. And we're saying if it's a svara, you should apply it to what? You should apply it to sukkah just as well. Not everyone agrees to this. Please get it down. Says the Balamor. I gave you the Balamor. Two Balamors right here. The Balamor says, I'm sorry. The Baal HaMor disagrees. And the Baal HaMor writes, very, very interesting shot. Okay? The Baal HaMor says, the Kasha of the Gemara, and he quotes Gaonim that say this, that Rav holds is no din of Lishma and Sitzis. Why does Rav say that? Why does Rav say what he says? Why does Rav say what he says? And the Ritva speaks like this too. Again, get this down. The Ritva, the Baal HaMor, B'Shem, the Gaonim, you don't need lishma on what? You don't need lishma on sitzis. So why does Rav say you can't from the sitzin, the kutzin, and the grodim? Why does he say it's not good? For a new svara. What's that new svara? What's a new svara?
You only need part of the
because why? It's tase, lomina osuri. Get it down.
It's a concept in sitzis.
It's a concept in sitzis, sure. Tase. The Gemara has it later on. He did alf from an alf. 2 blot later in sukkah. Has it 2 blot later. So what does the Gemara say? Ariel, let's get it down. What does it say, Beferish? Donnie, you got me? Mm-hmm. What does it mean? It says there's a din of Tasev Lomen Asui. What does Tasev Lomen Asui mean? Meaning the stuff was already part of the bag and you didn't put it on specifically for sitzis. In fact, Tosas and Menachis, let's get it. Tosa Menachos quotes Rashi. Tosa Mem Beis Mem Beis quotes Rashi and says the problem is Tasa. V'lo what? V'lo Min Asui. So according to Rav, it's a problem of Tasa V'lo Min Asui. According to Shmuel, who's the Kasher of Gemara from then? Shmuel. Shmuel holds, why is it from the ball of yarn? Is it not good? Because you need Lishma. So get down in your notes. The Ritva, the Miri, B'Shem, the Gaonim, they all learn.
The Balamor,
yes, the Balamor Rishim, the Gonim, say there's no din lishmon since it's according to Rav. He passes it because of what? He passes it because it's Tasev Lomin Asui. That's what the Ritva writes. That's what the Ritva says. It's made for Tasev Lomin Asui. Halach Lomaisa. Okay? Very, very interesting. I'll tell you another svara that might be a reason the Balamor says. The Balamor says, I'll give you another svara. Not Tasev Lomin Asui, there's a din of what? What's the din? Min haknaf. What's min knaf? Psil techelis. No, it's got to be from something you can make from begging. And what's the gonim's pshat? You know what kotzim means? That the sheep went where? In thorns. And the wool got stuck in the thorns. That's what min kotzim means. And then what does it mean what? What does it mean nimin? Nimin means it got what? Nimin is the hard part of the cotton. The hard part of the wool. And what does grudim mean? Grudim is the stuff that sticks out in the scissors after you weave it. These are all psulim that what? These are psulim not because of the asiya. Why are these things puzzle? Because this type of semer is not roi letzitzis to make a beged out of. So we just brought up two different svaras. Either tasev lomin asui, or what? That it's from material you cannot make a beged out of. And therefore, according to those two pshatim avram, the kash of the gemara is from who? From Shmuel, who said Lishma. And I would imagine their girsa was Alma. I would imagine their girsa was Alma. Okay? So please get the Balamor and the Gonim, the Balamor himself. Those are the two pshatim that emerge. The Begit pshat is the Gonim. The Balamor is pshat, Lamaisa. And the Ritva says Tasev Lomin Asui. Okay? He says Tasev Lomin Asui. This is the Chiddush. But Shmuel is the one who brings to the table the din of Lishma. So therefore they have the girsa Alma. Because the Kasha of the Gemara was Dafka what? Was Dafka from who? From Shmuel. Aye, but the Gemara says what? Matthew. What does the Gemara say? Basil Leslu the Rav Yudah Marav. That's Lav Dafka. It's really what? Really should be what? Really should be Shmuel. It's really from Shmuel, and that's it's a segue. It's Vechule. Okay? The Kavadis Gemara is Chiyin Basil Sovis Israel Machlez Rav Shmuel. That's what you have to say the Pshat is. In fact, I found in the Girsa of the Ritva, Beisil Leislu the Rav Yehuda. Doesn't say Rav Yehuda Marav. It says Leislu Rav Yehuda, because it really meant Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. You follow me? You say like these two pshatim. You miss the whole thing, Lamaisa. The Kash of the Gemara was them. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
Didn't the Rebbe mention a couple weeks ago that the only Amora who was allowed
Rav Tano Polik, yes. So what's wrong? No, but you're asking the kasha in the backwards way. You're not going to ask on Basil from Rav. Rav could argue you're right on a time, but you're not going to ask. It's the reverse way. That's what Rashi says I can't accept, okay? And second of all, we said that Rav is the only Amora can argue with an intuition. We said all the Amoraim could argue if they knew with 100% certitude. Remember we said that? That's the way Reb Chaim said to the Rebbe Cholman. Yes, Dani, go ahead.
I don't get how Rav holds that. By not holding that both things need to be lishma, it's tasavim asui. It should be the other way around. Shouldn't Shmuel hold that since you need to do both?
No, they're two separate concepts. Tasavim asui is the actual act. Lishma is the kavana of the act. So tasavim asui is focusing on, well, it was part of the begging. It wasn't put on l'shem sitzio. That's tasavim asui. That's the base level. There's another concept above that. When you put it on, it has to be done lishma. Well, our topic of our sugya is talking about lishma. So that's what I'm saying. So there's two approaches. You can say the kashas from both Rav and Shmuel together because they say it's talking about Lishma. Or you could say Rav is talking about Tasalim and Asui, or for this new din of what? That you need a min knaf, that something you can make it out of good. So then what was the kasha of the Gemara for? Rav wasn't talking about Lishma. The kasha was Shmuel was talking about Lishma. Is the kasha Gemara from both or only from Shmuel?
So in regards to Tasalim and Asui, you're fine if you don't do Tviya Lishma?
Yes, because again, Donnie, I want you to get this down. Tasimonos is a different concept than Lishma. Tasimonos is focused on the act. The act has to be done, the shame, the mitzvah.
Spinning, right?
It could be also anything. Anything, the sitios you make cannot be made part of the beged. They have to be attached.
Exactly. So how can Rebbe hold that's not necessary, but he's still choshi shav tasav lomanosu? He should be choshi shav.
Because tasav lomanosu is not worried about lishma. Lishma is the kavan in your act when you do it. It's a separate concept. So the stuff that's part of the beged is a problem of tasav lomanosu. But Shmuel says even the stuff from the ball of yarn is a problem. Why is that? I cut it on the shame sitzis because I didn't do it lishma.
Well, what comes first?
Why didn't I do it lishma? I didn't thread it. I didn't spin the thread. The shazira.
Oh, TV is
even before the ball of yarn. Okay. The ball of yarn you got from a sewing shop. You didn't. It wasn't bought for the shame sitzios. Rav says you don't need it the spun to make the strings lishma. All you need is when you put it on. Let's get it down. I want you to get this down. Is it the tliya? Is it the hanging of the thread that has to be done lishma? Or is it the what? Or is it even the shazira? Is it the spinning? Or basically tviya? They're synonym words. Shazira and tviya. Rav says the tliya. Shmuel says no. Even this has to be done. But there are those that say in Rishon that this is not based on lishma. But this is based on what? Tasav lanasi according to Rav. Is it lishma or is it tasim nasi? Tasim mean asui? Well, lishma. You got to get that down. I'm glad he asked me that, Donnie. Tasim nasi focuses on the act. The lishma is the kavani you need. So our topic in our Gemara is talking about lishma. The question is, are you gleaning that from Rav and Shmuel together? Or are you only gleaning that from Shmuel and Rav's based on a new svar, either based on what? Tasim nasi or mina knaf? Yes, Avram.
When you were making the beged itself, you had in mind lishma.
I can't hear you. What?
If when you were sewing the beged itself, you had in mind lishma, then would the coating and the kneading and the grading be kosher?
If you were what?
If you were lishma when you were sewing the beged itself to make the beged, would then?
No, because the tliya wasn't done lishma. Lishma is like a topic above and beyond. Tasav lumina asui. You have to fulfill tasav lumina asui. The asiyah has to be done properly, and then on that proper asiyah, it has to be done lishma. So your question is assuming that you can what fulfill what? You can fulfill one without the other. It's a build-up. You see, lishma comes after tasav lumina asui. You follow what I'm saying?
For sure, the hanging of the strings has to be after.
That, absolutely. It's got to be done properly, and that gets out of tasav lumina asui. But also, when you do it, it's got to be done a higher level with kavan. Okay? Yes, Ariel, you had a kasha?
What's up with shazira again?
Shazira is in the spinning. Tvi and shazira are spinning. Spinning the strings. To make strings, you spin it. You spin the thread. Okay, very good. This is the chiddush we have here, Lamaisa, in this Gemara. Okay? So it's a davar pasha Lamaisa, and this is what the Gemara means. So let's go Vayter now. Go ahead, Avram. Let's see. So what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. Yeah. So what's the Gemara say? So we should require sukkah lishma as well. It's a great kasha. We should require sukkah lishma as well, just like this piece svara. So to svara here. What's the Gemara's answer? Excellent. What does that mean? There's a special din by sitzes has to be done lishma. It's no longer a svara. It's based on a what? What's it based on? It's based on a pasuk. Exactly. So there's a pasuk by sitzes. There's no pasuk by sukkah. Okay? So this fits well according to what? This fits well that it's considered to be what? This is the sheet that he's shown him. According to Rav, it has to be done lishma. Yes? So it has to be done lishma. It's not a problem. The tli has to be done lishma, and Shmuel says the tvi has to be done lishma. Yes? It's a machloikis. Halacha lomaisa. Okay? It's a machloikis. But there's a pasuk by sitzis. There's a pasuk by sitzis. By sukkah, there's no such pasuk. So I want you to get that down in your notes. Originally, we thought it was a svara. You need lishma and sitzes. The Gemara answers, though, it's because there's a kasuf. Yes, Avram. I'm sorry. Yes, Yonatan. Go ahead.
What's the Gemara's having at this point when they're trying to apply, when we're trying to like jump from sukkah to tzitzis?
What should be the difference? Why should there be the din lishma by one mitzvah and not by the other? That's what the Gemara's bothered by. Why limit it? Al pi svara, you should apply to kol Torah kula. We have a famous din, binyanav. Does the din lishma by one expand it to kol Torah kula? Why be a difference? Especially it's fit in very well when we said it's a svara. If it's a svara, you should equate the two. So Gemara digs up a pasuk as machalik. Okay, frekta Gemara, go ahead, Avram. Hacha what?
Hacha
Oh. So the Gemara says, it also says Taslacha. You have to do L'shem what? You have to do it L'shmo. Poshup Shav. Yes, a great Kasha. Go ahead. It's interesting, Lamaisa. What's the Kavanas HaGemara here when it says this? What's the Kavanas HaGemara when it says this, Alach Lamaisa? What do you think the Gemara is slugging up? It's not a Poshup. It's a Xerza Kosef. We don't learn a Bininav, right? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the Gemara gave the answer, it said that what? That there's a svar of lishma, but since it's applied, that svar to sukkah. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? What does the Gemara answer with that? Sitzis has a what? Sitzis has a exercise concept, but sukkah doesn't. Yes? Why don't you say bininav? What kind of answer is that? Sitzis has a puzzle, sukkah doesn't. So what? Say bininav. You know what a bininav is? Take the din and expand it. Please get this down, says the Pnei Yeshua. What's the answer, though? Why don't you say a bininav? Because it's a pircha. Sukkah's noheges kolzman. It's called tadir. Sukkah's only mizman lizman. So you can't compare the two. Please get that down. If it's a svara, then you should compare the two. If it's a gzera kosev, there's no way you can say a bininav from sitzis to sukkah. Because sitzis is every day of the year. Sukkah's what? Only 8 days of the year. That's what Pnei Yeshua learns. Please get that down, Matthew. It's a beautiful aura. Because you got to answer it. Now the Gemara digs up, say bininav. So what does Gemara ask, though? Go ahead, Avram. Hachanami. No, Hachanami, Chagasukas. But there's a pasuk by what? Hachanami, Chagasukas. Lecha, L'shem, what? Great Kasha. So that should require Lishma, too. Go ahead. Bless you. Go ahead. Hu Meboyele? That's coming to exclude Gzula. You cannot have a stolen sukkah. You cannot have a stolen sukkah. So therefore, there's no pasuk open for lishma. Frek the Gemara, go ahead. Hasam nami.
Hasam nami may
buy the other. Yeah, you shouldn't. You can't have stolen sukkahs. You can't have stolen sitzes. Where do you find there's a pasuk that you can have lishma by sitzes? They're both used up for stolen things. Go ahead. And I want you to add out what I just said. Why don't you learn a bininah from what? Why don't you learn a bininah from sukkah that a stolen sukkah is bad for stolen sitzes? Same answer. Because why? Sukkah's only 8 days, since it's not. So maybe you can't compare the two. Go ahead. So Gemara says. What does that mean? That stolen sukkahs we know from another what? Another pas mishalahem. So therefore what?
No, it's sitzis.
Yes, stolen sitzis is a problem from mishalahem, and therefore what? And therefore when it says gedilim tasalach is open to tell me the din of what? Lishman sitzis. But sukkah there's only what? One pasuk, which is used up for sukkah gzula, so you have no pasuk for lishma. That's a maskana sagamar. Comes out of tremendous chiddush, okay? We got that? Tremendous chiddush. We got a klor? At the end of the day, you don't need any lishma, pasuk shot. Now, I want you to get this down. Is that a correct way of saying that? According to Basil, there's no din of lishma by sukkah? That's what I would have said. But I want you to say, and we didn't really say this, and I saved it for now. First of all, when it comes to sitzis, who do we paskin like? Rav or Shmuel by the Shazira. You need lishma. Shulchan Aruch Simon Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. The Shazira must be done lishma as well. Mishnah Berurah says from the Tefillah Ve'elech, from the spinning onward, it must all be done lishma. Okay, that's the way we paskin. Please get it. Number two, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of who? Rav and Shmuel. First, he was learned by Rav. Then Rav was Nifter. And then he went over and he learned by Shmuel, says the Rashbam and Baba Basham, Amechesim, and Mezim Askam Rise, and he said over a lot of what? A lot of what he learned from Rav, he said over to Shmuel. Namely, this is a good example. He heard over from what? He said over in the presence of Rav what he said over in the presence of Shmuel what Rav said. Shmuel said, I think Minasisin is also a problem. Okay. This leads us to the following. I want to point out, though, why is it that you need the Bechadish Bo Dover? Is he? Why must he be Mechadish Bo Dover? We said according to the Shulchan Aruch was Likuva. Why must the guy be Mechadish Bo Dover? I just got through saying that he doesn't require any of the Shmo. Is that correct? Didn't I just get through saying that? So why must he be Mechadish Bo Dover? So the Orzarua says you need Lishma Midrabanan. Please get it down. You need at least a Lishma Midrabanan. That's what the Orzarua writes. In Ilchus Tefillin. The Bach says that it must be Nikar that you're sitting in the Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah Sechag. And the Mishnah Berurah learns A third pshat b'shem the Nar Sholom, that you shouldn't be matar a sukkah that was made b'feirish l'shem dira throughout the whole year, because that would be a psul diraisa. So I want you to get the three svaras down, why you're mechadish bodavar. So I think it's incorrect for you guys, for anyone to say that you walk away from the sugya that Basil denies lishma by sukkah. Because at least Min Rabbanan does require it if you learn like Ulor Zarul, that he mechadish bodavar. And that's the reason why we do it, halach l'maisa. The two other pshatim was that it should be nikkur, you're sitting in the bach. You're nikkur, recognize when you're sitting in sukkah l'shem mitzvah. And number three, the Mishra Brusa l'shem narshol, I don't want people come to matar if you live in there, the feris l'shem dira. Well, the whole year, that's a psul d'oraisa. So I don't want people coming mattering that. So you need a mechadish b'davar to get out of that. That people thinking that. So I don't know. I was just pointing out. I point out to Rabbi Sobolovsky Shlita that I felt the Mishnah Berurah was interpreting the mechaber saying lechachilum. He says beferish. But I said if you look in the mechaber himself, he told me it's not clear. I said the Beis Yosef says lekuva. Beis Yosef is the mechaber. So Mishnah Berurah interprets the mechaber as being lechachilum. The Shulchan Aruch straight up says what? You need Mechadish Bodavar, Matthew. And it's Likuva, according to Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah just said it was Lechachila. Beis Yosef said it was Likuva. Ivan, get that down. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm over? I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is saying a pshat in the Mechaber, which I think is a Pella. Because a push pshat in the Mechaber is it's Likuva. Mishnah Berurah also said Lechachila needed by Ganmach and Rakbash. And what do we point out? That the Mechaber never mentions it by Gamach Rakbash to Mechadish Bodavar. He only has it by what Sukkah Yishana. Mishnah Berurah says you need it by both. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shitasa, that the whole thing is Lechachila. But if you hold like the Beis Yosef that it's Likuva, it's only Likuva by Sukkah Yishana. It's not Likuva by Ganbach. You don't need it at all by Gamach Rakbash. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. You got me? Okay. Now we get to the Kasha, guys. Let's go. All the Rishonim are bothered by. Let's get it down in our notes. All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. Why is it that our Gemara, Donnie, get it down, Yehuda, please. Why is it that the Gemara digs up a drasha that Chagaskus Tazalachah stolen sukkah is puzzle? Rebbeinu Shelolam. We have an accepted principle in Kol Torah Kula, mitzvah bo bi'aveira. Why is it, Marty, that the Gemara's got to stand on its head and make a drasha? And that pasuk's used up. I don't have a pasuk for lishma. What do you got to use it up for? We have mitzvah bo b'aveira. It's a great kasha. All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. This is one of the most famous kashas in Shas and Lomdas. I'm not kidding you. Kid me not. I kid you not. Isn't that the phrase? I kid you not, Donnie. This is one of the most famous kashas in Lomdas. In Shas, I'm not kidding you.
It's in Shas.
Why is it that the Gemara needs a drosha? Lamute Zula, stolen sukkah, Rebbeinu Shelolam, mitzvah bo b'aveira. Unbelievable kasha. Where is mitzvah bo b'aveira appear? Later on in the Masechet Daf Lamed. It appears in Daf Lamed. Guys, take a look. Guys, take a look. Let's look at Lamed. Look at Daf Lamed. Actually, yeah. It's on Laman Amaraf. The Gemara says it's stolen lulav is puzzle. What's the shita? Please get it. Why is it stolen sukkah? Why is it stolen lulav puzzle on the first day of Sukkot? Lachem. Lachem. It's not yours. If you steal something, it's not yours. Ariel, are you with me? Why is it stolen lulav puzzle on the second day of Sukkot? Get it down. Rabbi Yochanan says because of mitzvah bo b'aveira. Laman Amaraf. Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But there's a second sheet Amorim that a lot of people forget. Reb Yudah Mer Shmuel in the middle of the Amud, he says it's kosher. And he writes the following phrase, Mitokshu Yotze B'shol, Yotze Name B'gozel. Right in the middle. Itmar Nami, he says, I'm sorry. Oh, Pligid Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amr Shmuel Oshan Al Miyom Rishon. Al Miyom Tavsheni, Mitokshu Yotze B'shol, Yotze Name B'gozel. Get it down, Donnie. When it comes to the first day of Sukkot, a lulav gozel's possible because not lachem. Second day of Sukkot and throughout, second day is an indicator throughout lav davka. The second day, who somebody asked me in Seder, I think it was Yehuda. Second day is the same thing as the rest of Sukkot. Is a stolen lulav good or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it's puzzle. Mitzvah bo b'aveira. Rabbi Yudah Mer Shmuel says it's kosher. Mitoksha yotza b'shol. We're going to get back to that. I don't know if we're not going to have time today. What's the phraseology? Since it's good by borrowing, it's also good by gezel. Look at the tois in the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. Last line, guys. See that small toisvus? One line toisvus. Ariel, look inside. Lamed Amud Aleph. Go ahead, Avram. Read the toisvus. Mitoch? If I would ask you to crystallize the machleks to Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Rashul, how would you say it according to Taisus? Shaking a luluv on the second day and the rest of Sukkot is derived from the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan. Zeichel what? The Mikdash. Zeichel the Mikdash. These are doing the base of Mikdash. Correct. So how do you crystallize this machleks samurayim in Lomdus according to Taisus? Do you say, get it down in your notes, Donnie, please. Do you say mitzvah baba avera and a mitzvah midrabbanan? According to Yochanan, you do. According to Rosh Shmuel, you don't. That's what he says. Someone would think it's some esoteric question. It's a machlokes amoraim. Do you say mitzvah baba avera and a mitzvah midrabbanan? Rabbi Yochanan, I showed you. Bishim Rabbi Yochanan Chai says you do. It's possible. Rabbi Yudah Rashul says it's kosher. Mitoshi Yotze Bishol, Yotze Nami Begozel. So you have a Machlokes Amoraim. Whether you say mitzvah above there and a mitzvah in the Rabbonon. But there is no doubt that mitzvah above there could be said on a mitzvah the Raisa. No doubt. By the way, what is the makor of mitzvah above there? What is the makor? The Gemara has in a pasuk from Malachi. Malachi. You see that Gemara in Lamed Amud Aleph?
Oh, yeah.
They vesim is gozel vesa what? What'd you say? No! Do not read it like that, please! Please don't read it like that! It's Piseach! Piseach! I plead with you because I've made that mistake myself. Piseach means lame. Don't bring a stolen or a lame animal to the Eibishter. It is Piseach. That mistake is the same time a mistake we said about Goren. Remember Psolus? Don't say it Psol. Psol is Goren V'yekiv, right? It's not Psol. Call Psal Hayotze. It's not Psol.
It's egregious.
Yes, it's an egregious mistake. No doubt. Okay? It's a Psol in Malachi. That is the Makor of Mitzvah Baba Avera. So do you say Mitzvah Baba Avera and a Mitzvah Midrabanon or not? Machloikis. Please get this down. Machloikis Rambam Ravid. Machloik is Mechaber Amon Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and the Rambam say it's kosher, a stolen lulav on the second day of Sukkot. And the Ramah and the Ravid say it's posel. They hold like Rabbi Yechim.
It's Machloik
Zoran. Yes, it's a Machloik Zoran Paskin. Machloik Rambam Ravid, Machloik Mechaber Amon. Traces down beautifully. Okay? And a mitzvah the Rabban is a mitzvah Bavair. So all the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Why do you need a pasuk of Kiva of Chagas Kostas Alecha when there's an accepted principle mitzvah b'aver? And mitzvah b'aver applies even to a mitzvah d'rais, of course. Does it apply to a mitzvah d'rabanan? Machalik is Amorayim, we just said. According to Tosfos and Sukkah daf lamed. But a mitzvah d'rais like Sukkah, for sure it applies. Avram, read the Tosfos. Read the beginning. We're not going to have time to finish it. We've got to build it up. Go ahead. Guys, look back at Tesamut Aleph. Our daf. Ahumi Boyle, go ahead. Tame is a bomb kasha. Yes? Go ahead. What's tepuk mean? Learn it out. It's mitzvah baba avera. Go ahead. Demehai? He changes it to lulav. You saw that? That ghost soon changes to lulav. Go ahead. You see, the stolen lulav is passed on the second day because of mitzvah baba avera. Go ahead. Vahi? So the first kasha is an argomar. Which is what we said. Why do you need a pasuk of Chagasukas Tassel to apostle Sukkah stolen Sukkah? There's an accepted principle of Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha is on the Sukkah there. Go ahead. Ubahi what? On that Gemara itself, it's a kasha. Why the Kamar? On the first day, Yontav, I know a stolen one is a problem because what? You need Milachem from the pasuk. Ella? Umeshani. Oh, and the Gemara says the reason why Lulu Yochanan says B'shem Shuri B'yochai is because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Go ahead, Hashta. What's the Kasha? Why do you need a drasha from Lachem? You should just learn it out from Mitzvah what? The Mitzvah Baber is a overpowering concept, guys. So it should be enough to pass what? You don't even need Lachem. You don't even need Lachem over there to pass the first day. Just say Mitzvah Baber, done. It's accepted Svara. It's accepted Svara. Even though at the Makar is a Malachi, it's a Navi. And usually there's a machlokes divrei Kabbalah, a divrei Torah, dami machlokes bal mori Bartzoni. But we generally assume that what this is accepted principle be deraisa. Okay, no doubt. So that second kasha on the other sugya, Avram Tosas quickly answers. Go ahead, Miu. Over there, the reason why you must think of a pasuk of lachem to pasul the first day is because why? Exactly. In other words, what is Tosa saying? Say it sharply. What is Tosa saying? Really, a stolen lulav on the first day really is possible because of what? Because of what? I'm glad he asked me that. Because of mitzvah babaveira. Really, what's possible only because of the pasuk is based on what? Borrowing. Really, mitzvah babaveira would be enough to possible stolen one even on the first day. No. That's what the Gemara says. But Tais is saying the reason why it needs to say lachem is to possible a borrowed one, Donnie. Borrowed one also is not yours. But mitzvah babaveira would have been a good enough of a svar to possible a stolen one on the first day. You got that? Because it's a veira only in stealing, not borrowing. Matthew, you got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Ava. That's what I wanted you to bring out, Avram. You understand what I'm saying? Tais is saying in a chanami. Mitzvah babaveira would have been enough to possible the first day. The reason why we dug up lachem is to possible the borrowed one. Go ahead. The Omre. Go ahead. The Nafkaluhu. So what's Tosa saying this line here? So Tosa says what? Maybe you could say that same theory to answer the Kashan Argamara. What was the Kashan Argamara, Danny? Let's get this. Jacob, please, let's get it. We dug up a pasuk why sukkah gzulas psula, yes? Why do you need a pasuk? Say mitzvah babavera. You know what the answer is? I'll tell you why you need a pasuk. To pasul a borrowed sukkah. Right? To pasul a borrowed sukkah. Mitzvah babavera will pasul a stolen. What's the problem with the answer? Is a borrowed sukkah a problem?
No,
it's not. All of Klai Yisrael, if they could fit in one sukkah, would have been fine. A borrowed lulav is a problem. A borrowed sukkah is not a problem. You got what I'm saying? So therefore, we're stuck back to the kasha on our sugya. That theory will only answer the second kasha. We'll not answer the first kasha. What? Haji Kusha Ledukta, exactly. We're back to the drawing board. Okay? How are we going to answer this kasha? Mitzvah Babaira. So this Tosfos is the next line. I want you to get it as a collector's item. This Tosfos does not appear anywhere else in Shas, this answer. I'm not kidding you guys. I kid you not, as I said. I'm not exaggerating one bit. This Tosfos is mentioned only here, nowhere else in Shas. It's a collector's item, this Tosfos. Go ahead, Avram, this answer. V'yesh Lomar.
V'yesh Lomar, the time of the mitzvah
of Avera, lav deraisa. Whoa, this knocks your socks off. Not mamish knocks your socks off. Mitzvah of Avera, we think what? Passes the whole thing in Ayotzi Min HaTorah. Yehuda, it's not true. Mitzvah babavera only passes the thing mitrabanan. You steal a sukkah. You steal a sukkah. It's only pasul mitrabanan. You're yotzi min atayra. Kamash malan says the pasuk and says your pasul even what? Your pasul even what? Even midiraisa. Now, first nakuda I want to point out on this. Get it? Let's get it. Actually, Matthew made me think of this. First nakuda I want you to get from this Tosfos is that he's not assuming like what? The Tosfos in Daf Gimel. Because what did Tosfos in Daf Gimel and Aleph say? That if you sit in a beautiful sukkah and your table goes into the what house? What does Beis Shammai say? And we possibly link Beis Shammai. You go after the table. Excellent. And what does Tosfos say over there, Marty? You won't be able to even what? Even D'Oraisa. Even D'Oraisa. So if Tosa says Mitzvah Bavera is the Rabbanan, that should still make it what? Maybe implode what? On a D'Oraisa level. You see, Tosa makes a split. This Tosfos learns like the Ran over there. The Ran says, you yoytze min derayse, you just broke the Xerah of the Rabbanan. Because what are our Tosfos answer? The mitzvah of Baba Meir is only the Rabbanan, so I need a pasuk to pass him in a Torah. Why should you need a pasuk? If it's pasuk in Rabbanan, shouldn't that make an implode min a Torah? You see, Tosfos says you make a split. You're pasuk in the Rabbanan, but it still remains good min a Torah. Matthew, you got me? I'll say it again. What was Tosfos answer by us? Tosfos asks, why do you need a pasuk? Chagas gustas lach the pasuk of gezula. Just say mitzvah baba ver. What's Tosfos answer? Mitzvah baba ver only pasuls up min rabbanan. How is it going to be pasuk min Torah? The pasuk. You know what, Matthew? Remember we had a whole theory with that Tosfos and Daf Gimel Manav that if you do something wrong min rabbanan, it should imakiv min iraisa. See, Tosfos here is not learning like that. Tosfos should say the mitzvah baba ver drumon should make the whole thing implode out of him. You follow me? Get this down. He's learning like the Ran that you make a split. You're not yotzikin tikkunah shachachamim. And therefore, in a Torah, it would be good. Comes the pasuk and says it's bad. That's the first Torah I want to point this out. Yes, Izzy.
Well, why can't we just understand the answer to Tosfos as saying that the rabbis or gozer are that, you know, they're race lovely or not?
That's not what he says. He says, because I need the pasuk to tell me that's possible in a Torah. If
it's a difference between a full derais and full derabanan.
I understand, but if you hold the theory is that the rabbanan it causes you not to be yotzim in a Torah, then you shouldn't need the pasuk. Tosfos is obviously saying they're two different planes. Just like the Gzeira that you sat Shemim Shachach Shachano, the whole thing imploded. Doesn't make a difference. We'll talk about that today, but tomorrow maybe we'll touch upon maybe Chesed Gav. We'll see. But I'm just saying the theory. Well, we'll see. But I want, suffice it to say now, you see that Tosfos not saying that Shtickle Torah. Yes, Marty.
Maybe it's stronger to
but I hear what you're saying. It's a good kasha, but at the end of the day, the outcome is the same. Whether you quote a pasuk or you hold the shtickle Torah, the bottom line is you are not yotzim in a Torah.
It's not about the end result. It's about how we get to
it. It is about the end result. I want to know, is this man yotzim in a Torah or not? So if you hold our shtickle Torah, you come to the same outcome as quoting a pasuk. It's a great kash you point out, and the outcome is the same. So what's the difference? So Tosfos must say he doesn't hold the Shtukal Torah. He holds like that Ran in the Mishnah Chavches. Now you bring up a good point, excellent Matthew. We'll get to it tomorrow, Blinette, okay? But I want to give now, okay, we have a few minutes, so I want to give some other answers to this kasha. Let's get it down, okay? Then we have to, we'll pick up the Tosfos tomorrow. We have, and we'll get to your Nikud as well, Matthew. We got a lot to do, guys. Okay, but let's get this. I have a few other answers I gave you. Namely, I asked you to look in the Ritva. Ritva here, and the Ritva in Daflam. Okay, we'll close with this, and we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Okay? The Ritva says an amazing thing. And he quotes as many times, I don't know how many times we had this year, at least maybe 12, 13, 14 times, that the Ritva says, B'shem Tais is not the Tais on the Daf. The Ritva develops the following unbelievable theory, okay? And the Ritva says like this. The Ritva says, halacha l'maisa, that mitzvah baba avera is only limited, let's get it down, to mitzvahs that engender ritzui. Don, you got this? The Ritva b'shem Tosfos says that mitzvah baba avera Rak legabe mitzvus sheyesh behem ritzui. Whoa! This thing should really jump out of your seats. What are the mitzvus of ritzui?
Shofar, lulav, korbanos,
and then he says kiyotzibol. So Yonatan asked me what that is. Maybe it is stucco. Maybe this stuck, it could be davening. He doesn't identify. Shofar, we know, is what ritzui from where? Rosh Hashanah daf chavav min aleph. That is kilufnim dami, lezichron kasi. How does Hashem remember our lives? When he hears the shofar blown, it's kilufnim dami. It's like in the Kodesh Kodashim. It's like an inner sanctum. That's why he says, ain kategor nasis anegor, by shofar. You only see it inside the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara says, no, it's like it's in the Kodesh Kodashim. Because Hashem remembers our lives when the shofar's blown. What's the makor that a lulav is maratza? What does maratza mean, guys? Appeasement. a katonement, a special relationship between you and the Eibishter. What's the Mucker and Shas Lulav and Maratza? Rav Orman Zatzal. Rav Orman point out Tainis Bezim and Bez on the top. Says the Lulav is Maratza for Mayim. We pray to Hashem for water with through the Lulav, the shaking of the Lulav. And where's Korbanos? Sukkim all over Chumash, Kapara. Sukkim might be Chalshem Shemaim Chagiga Avram, but it's not a Ritsui. There is no Ritsui. So that's what the Ritva says. What do you need a pasuk to dig up that a stolen sukkah's pasuk? Take and play mitzvah b'aveira. Sukkah's not Ritsui. So you cannot apply mitzvah b'aveira. So you need to dig up a pasuk. Then the Ritva continues and he says he thinks Tosus is wrong. Because the Ushami talks about a stolen matzah. Does matzah have Ritsui? No way. Therefore, he's Doka the Tosus. But you got to know this Tosus. Got to know this Tosus. Amazing Tosus. That he says it's only limited to Ritsui. Now, obviously, our Tosus did not buy this Tosus, correct? The two Tosim arguing one another. Tosus stands on his head by us and says, only Drobonan. Why did he give this answer? It's very interesting that a sukkah has Chal Shem Shamayim, but at the same time it does not have Ritsui. Interesting, no? Tzanane HaKavod, all the beautiful things we spoke about sukkah, but it's still not Ritsui.
Isn't it like a Hassan Karsatov?
Also could be, but it's not Ritsui. It's not Ritsui. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, I want you to get this down. And we'll close with this. Guys, get this down. I asked you, why does the Gemara use a lashon of mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotzinami b'gazel? And why doesn't the Gemara just say straight out that there's a machlekes where they say mitzvah b'aveira by mitzvahs d'rabbanan? Why is it only limited by lulav, right? You got these two kashas? Tosha said that's the machlekes. So why is it only presented by lulav? So I want you to get this. Rav Zhulti writes, Zatzal, the great Gaon. Rav Zhulti writes that there was a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel. What is the nature of shaking the lulav from the second day to the end of Sukkos? Is it patterned after the first day? If it's patterned after the first day has Ritsui, the last days have Ritsui. Or is it a separate din of Zeichel HaMikdash that has nothing to do with Ritsui? What's a nafkamina? Whether you apply mitzvah haba b'aveira from the second day on down. If it is Ritsui Matthew, then you apply it. And if not, then you don't apply it. Isn't that beautiful? That's why it's only presented by lulav. And that is why, we'll end with this, guys. Unbelievable. That is why the expression mitoch sheyotze b'sha'ul yotze nami b'gozel, because it's an indicator. You know what an indicator means? Is a borrowed lulav good on the second day? Yes. That shows it's different than the first day. And therefore it is not Ritsui. And therefore if it is not Ritsui, it's kosher, even a stolen one, because you don't apply mitzvah b'aveira. That's why he chose that language. He wanted to show that the second day was different than the first day. Mitosha Yotze Mishol. It's not Ritsui. If it's not Ritsui, it's Yotze Nami Begozo. You don't apply mitzvah b'aveira. That's why he chose that language. Avram, you got that down? You wrote that down? No, you didn't. Mitosha Yotze Mishol. Yotze Nami Begozo. Right? You got to write that down. So you remember this. That's the machloikis. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive in. We'll pick it up from there tomorrow. Okay? Who wants to dive for the omen?
I'll
oh, okay. I'll you got to do it. I'll show you.